The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 21, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on December 10th, 2017, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhavan Bhagavata Nityam Sammata Sa Anugasya Ha Yashya Jnana Upadeshaya Ma Adishat Bhagavan Vrajan Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammata Sanugasya Yashya Jnana Upadeshaya Madhishad Bhagavan Vrajan Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammata Sanugasya Yashya Jnana Upadeshaya Madhishad Bhagavan Vrajan Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammata Sanugasya Yashya Jnana Upadeshaya Madhishad Bhagavan Vrajan Bhavan, your good self, Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, Nityam, eternal, Sammata, recognized, Sa Anugasya, one of the associates, Ha, have been, Yashya, of whom, Jnana, knowledge, Padeshaya, for instructing, Ma, unto me, Adishat, so ordered, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Vrajan, while returning to his abode. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. Purport. Yamaraj, the great controller of life after death, decides the living entities' destinies in their next lives. He is surely among the most confidential representatives of the Lord. Such confidential posts are offered to great devotees of the Lord, who are as good as his eternal associates in the spiritual sky. Because Vidura happened to be among them, the Lord, while returning to Vaikuntha, left instructions for Madura, for Vidura with Maitreya Muni. Generally, the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky did not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord, not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the Lord in person or to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktivesh avatars, are incarnations invested with transcendental power of attorney. We cannot even begin to estimate the unlimited extent of our good fortune. Having come in contact with the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Prabhupada mentions here the Shaktivesh avatars. Actually, he is a Shaktivesh avatar. a living being, an eternal associate of the Lord, who is especially empowered to act on behalf of the Lord. As Prabhupada said, incarnations invested with transcendental power of attorney. Incarnation doesn't mean that he is God himself. That's a different type of incarnation. But when a living entity is endowed with the potency of Krishna, Shakti, therefore Shakti Avesh, Shakti Avesh. When a living entity is fully empowered by Krishna with his divine potencies, he is called Shakti Avesh. In this case, it's the potencies for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not the potency to, you know, make the sun rise, make the sunset, have the flowers bloom in the spring, the power of digestion, so many other things where Krishna manifests his potencies everywhere. But specifically, in this case, one who is invested with the potencies for spreading Krishna consciousness, for awakening the fallen souls back to their eternal identities in the spiritual world. See, the fact is, all of us are associates of Krishna, either in his form of Krishna or one of his expanded forms, that is Ram. Every one of us is an associate of Krishna. We have nothing to do with this material world except to get out of it, actually. This is not our home. We're just visiting here. Actually, we're imprisoned here due to our foolishness. Just like a criminal is put into the prison, we were put into this prison because we had developed a criminal mentality being envious of Krishna. So what does the intelligent criminal do? He rectifies his mentality so it can be released. Some criminals continue to engage in criminal activities even within the prison, we've seen. They find a way to pay off one of the guards to smuggle drugs into the prison, and they deal drug dealing within the prison. They are the prisoners. They maintain their criminal activities even while they're prisoners, you see. But the intelligent prisoner, he rectifies himself. He learns how to act properly in accordance with the laws. So he'd be recognized now as a law-abiding person, so he can be released from the prison as soon as possible, and become a free citizen once again outside of the prison. So we have a choice here, as inmates in this material world, we can, who had a criminal mentality that brought us here, we continue carrying on with a criminal mentality of trying to lord it over everything we survey, or we can rectify this criminal mentality and learn how to become the servant of Krishna. It's our choice. We are not forced to become Krishna's devotees. If we want to remain independent, we can do that. We have the free choice. Some say, well, why Krishna gave us the free will? Why couldn't he just force us to be his devotees? Wouldn't that be better? But think about it for a minute. If you're forced to be a devotee, what are you? You're just a robot, a puppet. You're not a person anymore. Person means you have the free will. Choose, you can love Krishna or you can leave Krishna, you see. And because you have that choice, therefore you're a person, you're an individual. If you're just forced to stay there with Krishna serving him, you're not even a person anymore, you're just a robot. Who would like to associate with a robot? If one of you unmarried men, we say, we have a nice wife for you, she'll never complain, she cooks very nicely, and puts on nice tilak, and wears a sari very nicely, but she's a robot. Would you like to marry a robot, you see? No. We want to associate with persons. So Krishna gives us, he endows us with personality, the ability to choose to love him or to leave him. Because then our association is interesting for him. We have individuality, we have personality. But he's very kind that even if we do make the foolish choice of leaving him, He sends empowered representatives, Shakti Vesh avatars like Srila Prabhupada here to this world, to try to reason with us and help us understand what a fool we were to come here. And to give us the actual technique, the method by which we can go about. This is the great mercy of these Shakti Vesh avatars. And Prabhupada one time revealed he didn't actually want to come to the material world. But Krishna ordered him, you go there and you write those books. So Prabhupada surrendered. This material world is a nasty place. Very nasty place. So who would want to come here? But these great devotees, because they're fully surrendered to serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna, if Krishna wants them to come, they will come. Even if Krishna wants, the preacher is willing to take birth after birth, deliver the fallen souls of this world. That's the mood of the preacher, you see. He's not thinking, well, I have to get out of here. Of course, he would like to get out of here. Who wouldn't? But at the same time, his actual position is, Krishna, I'm your eternal servant now. You can do whatever you want with me. If you want me to come back to Godhead, I'm willing to come right now. If you want me to stay here birth after birth, preaching to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, I'm willing to do that. But it is an interesting point. It's explained in the Bhagavatam purport that Prahlad Maharaj is simultaneously in both worlds. That's called having your cake and eating it too. You can actually be in the spiritual world engaging your present life with Krishna, at the same time be a preacher in the material world. Of course, that's for liberated souls only, not for us neophytes. But it's possible to do both at the same time. So the point is, we should all become pure devotees because it's much more exciting than being, you know, kanishtas or like we are now, mundane devotees, you know. We want to be pure devotees, but we have so many material desires and material thoughts, and, you know, we're so contaminated, isn't it? So contaminated right now. We're lusty, angry, greedy, we can't get along sometimes. We have these, you know, argumentative, unsurrendered mentalities that are still contaminating us, you see. So it's really worth it. If we can work hard to overcome these anarthas, the lust, the anger, the greed, it's worth it to work hard to overcome these things, because then you achieve a state of consciousness that is very, very sublime. We are relishing the mellows of bhakti. Like you're swimming in an ocean of unlimited nectar at every minute, you see. That's what the pure devotee's experience is, like swimming in an ocean of unlimited nectar at every minute, diving deeper and deeper and deeper into that nectarian ocean. That's available for every one of us. It's not only for, you know, Shakti Vesh avatars or sannyasis, you know, or brahmacharis or gurus or GVCs or temple presidents or whatever. It's for you also. You can become the pure devotee of Krishna, relishing unlimited sweetness at every minute within your heart. You simply have to desire it and beg for it regularly. What's the begging prayer? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we can also beg in our own language also, oh my dear Krishna, please bless me, I can become now your pure devotee, free from lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, laziness, and craziness. Let me fully now be absorbed in pleasing you unlimitedly, with my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances. So it's not that if we hanker for pure devotional service, we're going to be frustrated. Actually, if you hanker for pure devotional service, you'll become free from all frustration. It's when we don't hanker for pure devotional service that we're frustrated. So we have to learn how to awaken that desire within the heart that now I desire to become Krishna's pure devotee. We have that fire that should be burning like a fire within our hearts. Krishna, please bless me. Please bless me. I can be your pure devotee. That when you can light that fire within your heart, you say, but I don't have that fire. But then you can say, Krishna, please bless me. I can have the desire to be your pure devotee. You see what I'm saying? Whatever your level is, you can pray and beg. I have no desire to be a pure devotee now, so Krishna, please bless me. I can have that desire to be a pure devotee. You see? So whatever the level is, we can approach Krishna and beg for the mercy to awaken that loving feeling within the heart. That will bring unlimited satisfaction to the self. Just like that fish, when he somehow the wave throws him out of the ocean, he's very frustrated on the land. You can't do anything to satisfy that fish on the land. So here we are. We've been thrown up by our material desires onto this land of material existence. And no matter what arrangement we try to make for ourselves, even if we become Brahmaji himself, a non-devotee Brahma, we cannot be happy. Can you imagine? Do you think anybody's happy here? People pretend to be happy. They think they're happy. But nobody, even Brahmaji, cannot be happy. In that position as the chief demigod of the whole universe, even Brahmaji cannot be happy unless he's a pure devotee. Our present-day Brahma is. But there are sometimes non-devotee Brahmas also, and they're frustrated and miserable people. You see? Even they can be Brahmaji and be frustrated and miserable. The controller of the whole universe. You see? So what will our material hankering get for us? Nothing. Therefore, we have to light the fire of spiritual desire within the heart. We have to light that fire of spiritual desire within the heart. That's the only way we can become satisfied and happy. Not really difficult. It's not difficult. We just had to do it. They say a 1,000-mile journey begins with the first step. So if you simply take it step by step by step, it's very easy to become a pure devotee of Krishna. You just have to follow the instructions. You rise early in the morning. You take your bath. You chant Hare Krishna. You see? You give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. It's not really difficult if you're determined to do that, because Krishna will help you, Guru will help you, the devotees will help you. If you're determined to do that, to become the pure devotee, it's not difficult to do these things. If you're totally caught up in your material desires and your job or making money or this or that, you may not think it's very important to do these things. So try to be intelligent and understand what your real priorities are. You can die at any minute. Any one of us can leave our bodies at any minute. Do you have the desire for pure bhakti burning within your heart? You see? We have to have that desire. You see? So if death comes in any minute, where will my mind go? Go to my dog, my kids, my job, or will it go to Krishna? You see? We have to train ourselves. Always take shelter of Krishna. Always take shelter of Guru. To train ourselves. Always be in that mood. Because you never know when death can come. We have to always be ready. Just like taking a course in the school, you see. You have your scheduled exams. There's the midterm exam, the final exam. There's also what's called pop quiz. A surprise exam. The teacher, okay, students, today we're having a pop quiz. Whoa. You better be doing your homework, right? There's a pop quiz. Now it's going to be shown whether you're really a good student or you're just goofing off. Not taking your studies seriously. So death can come as a pop quiz also. We may have a pop quiz of death also. Of course, normally you live to be, of course, the actual standard is 100 for Kali Yuga. But because the Kali Yuga, it gradually goes down, you see. I don't know what the average life expectancy is now. I don't even know the statistic. What is the average life expectancy now for a male and a female on this planet? Anybody know? Not 100. It's going down, you see. So we may not meet our life expectancy. Something could happen. You see, children even die sometimes. You see. So the point is, we have to be. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to help you understand how to become very sober of becoming Krishna conscious. I'm trying to help you become ecstatic. I'm not trying to make you depressed. I'm trying to give you the understanding and the method by which you can become unlimitedly ecstatic right now. You see, unlimitedly ecstatic right here, right now. Say, Krishna, now I belong to you. I'm your property. Whatever you want to do with me is all right. There's a story, whatever Krishna does is all right. Maybe you've heard that story. There was one king and he had a prime minister, and his prime minister was a devotee. Prime minister said, Your Majesty, whatever Krishna does is all right. So the king, one day he had some accident. He cut off a finger. He lost a finger. So the prime minister said, Don't worry, Your Majesty, whatever Krishna does is all right. He said, Oh, I lost my finger. You're saying it's all right? In the dungeon with you, you rascal. So in those days, the kings, they were fighters. They had to keep their fighting art very strong, you see. In times of peace, they would also practice the killing by going to the forest and ridding the forest of the ferocious animals that were disturbing the sages in their meditation, like tigers. They would go to the forest for hunting, you see. So the prime minister, the king, went to the forest for his hunting. But there were some dacoits, worshippers of goddess Kali. They kidnapped him. They wanted to make a human sacrifice of the king. So they had him all ready. They gave him a bath, a nice new silk dhoti, getting ready to sacrifice him to goddess Kali. But they noticed, oh my goodness, he's missing a finger. We can't offer him to Kali. She'll be furious with us. An imperfect offering, missing a finger. So they let him go. He was thinking, wow, the prime minister was right. You know, I lost my finger, but it saved my life. So when he goes back to the palace, he goes down to the dungeon to release the prime minister. The prime minister is sitting there, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. He wasn't disturbed by being in the prison. Whatever Krishna does is all right. It's okay. If I'm in the prison, I can chant Hare Krishna, I can chant Hare Krishna, wherever. So it doesn't matter where I am. The prime minister was completely transcendental. And the king said, opened the door. He said, I wanted to apologize for what I did. But why aren't you disturbed? You appear to be completely peaceful. He said, Your Majesty, I usually come with you on those hunting trips and I have all my fingers. Whatever Krishna does is all right. So in this way, you have to understand that Krishna is making the perfect arrangement for each and every one of us at every minute. We just have to see what is his arrangement and take it. Krishna is arranging for you perfectly at every minute, just the perfect situation for you to come back to him. Right now, each and every one of you, whatever family you're in, whatever nation you're in, whatever gender, body you have, everything was perfectly orchestrated by Krishna to facilitate your going back to home, back to God in this lifetime. Perfectly. So you don't have to lament, why didn't I have this job? Why didn't I have this color of hair? Whatever it may be. There's no lament. Why wasn't I a woman? Some people want to change genders, you see. They have sex. Why? They want to be the other gender. We don't have to worry about changing jobs, changing genders, any of that. Whatever Krishna has put us in, this is a perfect arrangement for us to going back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So take this process seriously. Take it joyfully. Take it enthusiastically with determination and patience. Now cultivate pure devotional service as the one and only goal of your life, along with spreading Krishna consciousness to others. That goes along with it automatically. So now if there's any questions, I can try to answer them. I always endeavor in my devotional life, but my wicked mind distracts me out of control my chandal mind. It's not difficult. Very nice song by Govinda Das. Bajahure mana shvinandanandana abhaya charanada vindare. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. So you have to say, okay, mind, you've been dragging me through this 8,400,000 species again and again and again and again and again, and I'm not gonna go with you anymore. You're not in charge anymore, my dear mind. Now I'm in charge and we're going to be Krishna conscious, okay? The mind is like the chauffeur. You're like the mind is the chauffeur. He drives you here and he drives you there. So you let the chauffeur drive you, he'll take you to the bar or the brothel. Go where he wants to go. But now you say, okay, my dear chauffeur, we're not going to the brothel or the bar, we're going to the temple. You're going to drive me to the temple. So your mind is the chauffeur. And you're the master. So you have to be the master of the mind instead of the slave of your mind. Don't let your mind meditate on sex life. Don't let your mind meditate on so many things like the material thing. Say, okay, mind, now we have a new program. We're going to follow Guru and Gauranga, and we're going to become pure devotees now. So you just have to take control and tell, okay, mind, now I'm in charge, not you. You see? And we're going to be Krishna conscious from now on. You just got to take charge, that's all. How can a devotee keep himself or herself inspired to that goal of becoming a pure devotee of the Lord? Sometimes it's a very challenging situation, lack of association, illness, and so on, isolation. You have to understand every situation you've been put in is for your benefit. There's a learning experience at every minute. If you're sick, there's a learning experience. If you're isolated, there's another learning experience. Everything is a learning experience, every situation you're in. You just have to see how Krishna is blessing you at every minute. And he is. Why Maya influences the eternal spirit soul? She is there to facilitate. If you want to enjoy separately from Krishna, Krishna will give you the facility. So you can try it out and see how you like it. Maya is a pure devotee. She's doing a service. You wanted to try to enjoy independently? Okay, she gives the illusion you can enjoy independently. She's not acting independently of Krishna. She's doing that to facilitate your desire to try to be independent from the Lord. When Maya, if you become serious to become the pure devotee, Maya will actually help you to be Krishna conscious. She won't stand in your way anymore. So you have to show Maya Devi you're determined now, I will be Krishna's devotee, and there's no other business for me except to be his devotee at every minute. And then Maya will turn around and facilitate you. She won't distract you anymore. Sometimes life situations like office makes difficult to practice devotional activities, and you feel to leave this, what to do? Well, how many hours a day are you working in the office? Who asked the question? How many hours a day you work in the office?
More than 10 to 12 hours.
How many hours?
More than 10 to 12 hours.
What did you say?
10 to 12.
Huh? More 10. Than 10 to 12.
10 in the morning till midnight at night?
No, more 12 than 12.
10 to 12 hours a day. Okay, well, that still leaves you 12 to 14 hours for Krishna. 24 hours in the day, right? So let's say you work 12. Of course, actually, the real standard is 8. Because of demoniac culture, they're working more than... Actually, it's only 8 hours is all you should really work, according to Vedic culture. Because it's not Vedic culture, they work you 12 hours a day. So what time do you go to work in the morning?
I go by 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Oh, what time do you go to bed at 9?
By bed also, I go by 9.
By 9? How many hours of sleep do you need? 6 to 7. So if you go to bed at 9, you need 6 or 7 hours of sleep. That means you get up by 3 or 4 a.m.
4:40.
You get up at 4? So then you have all the way from 4 to 9 to chant Hare Krishna.
Yes, I come to Mangal Aarti most of the time.
Oh, very good.
But problem is that only when you are putting effort to come here, sometimes the office pressure makes you difficult.
Well, you can do Mangal Aarti at home if it's too tight, you know. You do a quick Mangal Aarti at home. So if there's an emergency, you could do Singer Vastangam at home. Have a little Aarti with flour and incense. Maybe a Giwik if you have time, a Chamara. You can offer it if your time is really tight. Do it some days when it's too tight and difficult. You can do a Mangal Aarti at home if you have to. So it is, they shouldn't. How many days a week? 7? 6? 5? How many days a week?
5.
Well, that's not, it's not as bad as some are working 7 days a week. So, and do you have any break time, any lunch break at work? No lunch break?
Lunch
you do?
The mental pressure is so, I am the authorized person for all over the international territory.
You're the expert, so everybody, you really can't take a break, you're on call the whole time? Yeah.
So I got the call from all over the world. Like I need to ask.
Even in the middle of the night, they call you sometimes? In the middle of the night, they call you, wake you up to ask you questions? Is it the office 24 hours a day?
Middle of the night, see, the Canada opens in night sometimes. So I got the call by 12 o'clock also.
At 9 in the morning, at 9 o'clock at night.
And Australia
opens. AM or PM? 9 a.m. or PM?
12 p.m.
So during your off time, you also have to do the work, right? Shishi Radha Golokanand Nikija. During your off time, you also have to do the take the calls when you're off also?
Like sometimes they need my approval and they need my
yeah.
They need to
anyway, are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Yes, I chant, but sometimes even like yesterday's 4 rounds I completed today. Today is Saturday, I will complete the whole quota.
The thing is, you really, if you have from 4 till 9, you have enough time to chant 16 rounds every day. You need to, that will strengthen you, empower you if you will chant 16 rounds every day. You really have to focus on chanting those in Dhamma because that, if you chant the 16 rounds, you'll be empowered to remember Krishna even at work. Try that, you'll like it. Okay? All right. Krishna takes care of his devotees, but an aspiring devotee does not think he is a devotee. So what is the proper attitude in understanding Krishna's care? Well, if you don't think you're a devotee, actually you're an advanced devotee. The neophyte thinks, yes, I am a devotee. The one who thinks, I'm not a devotee. Krishna bless me, I can become your devotee. That's the actual position. The Uttamadhikari thinks I'm a demon, everybody else is a devotee. That's his humility. So the fact is, even the non-devotees, Krishna's orchestrating everything for them as well. They just have to wake up and see how to utilize their situation. But actually Krishna is perfectly orchestrating for every single jiva to satisfy their desire. On the one hand, and to show them that it's futile also. That arrangement of Krishna is for every single living entity, because every living entity is his dear servant. So he's putting every living entity in a situation where if they're intelligent, they can utilize it and come back to him. So our duty is to give them intelligence by distributing Prabhupada's books, by preaching to them, by Harinam Sankirtan, by Prasad distribution. Our duty is to give them the intelligence. How to utilize that situation they're in right now to awaken their Krishna consciousness. Which makes the decision, the mind or the intelligence? It should be the intelligence, but usually our mind makes the decision. That's the problem. Usually our minds decide whimsically we decide this. If we intelligently analyze things, then we will do what is favorable for Krishna consciousness. Every decision will be, what is favorable for my practicing Krishna consciousness? What is favorable for my preaching? That's intelligence. To always use that discriminating factor. Is this good for my Krishna consciousness? Is it good for my preaching? And then it's accepted. If it's not good for my preaching or it's not good for my Krishna consciousness, it's rejected. That's the intelligence. The mind just goes, well, I'd like to do this. That's the mind. It's not considering whether it pleases Krishna and Guru or not. You make Krishna consciousness so simple. No, I don't make it simple. It is simple. I have nothing to do with what Krishna consciousness is. Not that I make it simple. No, it is simple. It's simple for the simple and difficult for the crooked. So if you have the simple, humble mood that I am the eternal servant of Krishna, now I must revive my relationship with him, it's very, very easy. If you have this desire, well, I have this desire, that desire, and I want this, 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 and I want Krishna consciousness also, you are crooked. And you'll find it very, very difficult to awaken your Krishna consciousness. You make Krishna consciousness so simple, why the difficulty to something this message to the difficulty to, can you read the word something, the difficulty to something the message? Maybe they can, who wrote it can tell me. The difficulty to do what? Continue?
Convince.
We have a difficulty convincing others because we're not convinced. We still have our doubts. Prabhupada said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and you were thinking maybe. That's the difficulty because we're not totally convinced. We have a difficulty convincing others. But how? So then how do we get convinced? Read the books. Read the books. Read the books. Become a sage page by page. Every page you read, Every page you read makes you more and more of a sage. So read the books. Prabhupada wrote these books for us to read. Study the books and you'll become convinced. And then the more you're convinced, you can convince the whole world, you see, to become Krishna conscious. That's the conviction. That's the level of conviction we should have burning in our hearts. Let me become so convinced, I convince the whole world to take to Krishna consciousness. That's the level of conviction we need to develop, you see. By studying and following Prabhupada's books, you see. Are you convinced? Everybody convinced that Krishna is God? In the year as eternal servant? Now always act on that conviction at every minute. With your every thought, your every word, your every deed, in every situation, always act with that conviction. I am the eternal servant of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you'll always act with that conviction, then Krishna will empower you that you can attract so many people to this movement. He'll empower you. You see, we want all our devotees to become empowered preachers. And Shaktivesh Avatar. You see, invested with the potency of Krishna. You see, and all our devotees to become like that. Prabhupada said we can take over the world in 18 days. The way it looks now, it'll be 18 lifetimes. We need to increase our conviction, our determination, our enthusiasm for making the world Krishna conscious. We really do. When I land here in Mauritius, the whole country should be Krishna conscious. When I land here, I think, why this whole country not Krishna conscious? I always wonder, you know. It's weird that this whole country is not Krishna conscious. This whole place should be Krishna. When I land here, I have that feeling that why the whole country isn't Krishna conscious? Why only a small number? The whole country should be Krishna conscious. I mean, Prabhupada, you're the prime minister, greeted Prabhupada. Can you imagine? The only country in the world where the head of government was very happy to welcome Prabhupada. This is the only country in the world that ever happened. So why this whole country isn't Krishna conscious? You see? This whole country should be Vaishnavas. I mean, land at the airport, they have so many questions. I thought they were not going to let us in. There's so many questions. Where are you staying? Who are you staying with? Like barking dogs, you know. Where are you staying? Who are you staying with? What's their name? What's their address? Wow, they're going to kick us out of the country? It was like... this whole country should be Krishna conscious, you see. So now you all make that determination. We must make the whole Mauritius Krishna conscious. You all make that determination. Let us, to please Prabhupada, make this whole country Krishna conscious. Have that determination. So we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi.